on Daf, it's Tzadik Dalet Omid Beis, but before we go further, I'd like to correct what we had said last week, which was, was the wrong pshat in Tosfos, and I saw Rabbi Kevegi, and I understood Rabbi Kevegi, Baruch Hashem. So I'd like to elaborate a little on the Tosfos we had learned last week, and then we'll come and see the next Tosfos. Let us just see Daf Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph. We had a machloikis between Rav and Shmuel, Beish Toris Hayoitzim B'yoy Merchod, Rav Omar Chilkim, Ushmuel Omar Shudda Dedaini. Now, there are three mahalchim how to understand. Rav the Gemara says, Leime Rav the Omar Kerameyam. If Rav holds like Rameyer, so therefore the halacha is Chilkim. So there are three mahalchim how to understand Pshat in Rav. Rashi said Pshat that according to Rameyer, since they did not write Shois in the Ishtar, so the Gilu Datayu, the Anshe Mokim HaMagal Das, the ein makpidim ala koidim lechaveiroi. So that means that the kinyan was made that whoever will be kinder, that they will also be able to be kinder. That's if you hold a dechsimekarsi. So mamela, since in the shtar it was not written when the kinyan was, so that's a gilui das that they're not makbid when the kinyan was. Whoever will be kain in that day will be kain. That's why if you have two shtoris that were written in that day, both of them are kain. Tosfos, the first pshat in Tosfos was that, not als gili das, bepoyel ashtar cannot be kain more than what is written in the shtar. So memel, according to Ramei, the chsim ekarsi, so that means the shtar is the sefer hamikne. So the shtar can only be kind of what is muchach mitoich hashtar. Since there are no shois, so the shtar cannot be kind of, even though there was a chsim es hashtar, and a mesiris hashtar, 7 o'clock in the morning, but since that does not say in the shtar, so the shtar cannot make a 7 o'clock in you. The shtar can only make a kinyan that's chal seif hayayim. Because that is what says in the shtar. And there's a din of muchach mitoichay. Now let us go over again. We just learned a little. Rabbi Netam Meforish, this is four lines from the bottom. Rabbi Netam Meforish homilse beinyanacha. He explains our sugya completely differently than Rashi and the first Mahalach in Tosfos. Vizal. Shnei shtoris hayoitzim b'yom echad mocher soda achas l'shnei b'nei adam. If a person sold one field to two people, ha echad iker. So the first shtar that was nichtav v'nimsar, so that's the iker shtar. And therefore, the Rabbi Netam holds, theoretically, if let's say the shtar, the sode was sold to Reuven and Shimon, and let's say the shtar to Reuven was written and given over at 9 o'clock in the morning, the shtar to Shimon was written and given over at 10 o'clock in the morning, Reuven is kaina. There's no problem of muchach mitoichoi. Reuven is kainer. Ha'echad iker. So if that is so, why did the Rav say chilkim? We have to know which shtar was written first and given over first. So just like according to Shmuel, who we don't know which shtar was given over first, according to Rabbi Elazar, we say Shudda Dedaine, we don't know which shtar was given first, who was kaine. We should say the same thing according to Rameir also. So therefore, the Rabbi Natam says, but according to Rameya, there's another suffix which is not applicable according to Rabbi Loza. Avo shnei shtoresh, or shnei, oh, bali choyvim, that's a takone, that it's chilkin b'shov. But let's go back. Yeah. Leime rav da'oma, next to the last line on the bottom. Leime rav da'oma karameya, da'oma edich simikaus. Now, it's possible. We don't know what occurred. There are many possibilities. One of the possibilities could be that it was nechtam bebasachas. We have two stories. One, the karka was sold to Reuven, and you have one set of edim on that star. Another shtar is saying that it's being sold to Shimon. You have another set of Edom on the second shtar. So it's possible that the two shtaris were nechtam bebasachas. Bahadi yadodi. Umistome. Nadar ben estam sad amir de kishtchayo. Kivin shachasime iker. According to Rameya, the chsime is iker. Hamesira oiso lidas chsime. So the mesire is made lidas chasime. Afal pisho isezu achazu vehevi kenimsa bebasachas. So the Rabbi Kiveg explains Shan the Rabbi Natam as follows. Rabbi Natam is not speaking about Eidah Bechsumim Zochaloi. That we'll see why the Tesis will learn today in Yotz Hashem. Rabbi Natam is saying Amu'uyim deke yesod. By the time is saying that the according to Ramei Edchsime Karsi, the Iker Shtar is the Chsime. Now, according to Ramei, you're not koine till you give over the Shtar. That is true. But if Bishas Chsime Sashtar, if Bishas the Iker Pu'ula that makes the Kinyan, which is the Chsime Sashtar, we see there was an intent that both should be kaina together, and that is why both were kechasma together. So then, the shinui, hagdome of the mesire, is irrelevant. I mean, so it doesn't matter if it was given over to Reuven at 10 o'clock and to Shimon at 11 o'clock, they're both kaina at the same time, which I suppose is 11 o'clock. Why is it that way? Because the mesire is not a factor b'fnei atzmo. The chesime is nigrar bosa de chesime. And if the chesime we see he wanted that the kinyan should be b'basachas, so even though the mesires were not at the same time, that's famous and now it's very meduik, the loshen of the Rabbeinu Tam. But the Zmane Mesire are not factors in Hakdomes HaKinyin, because we see Bishas Chsime that he wanted that the, both Kinyonim should be at the same time. So this is not a factor. And then he says another eye, the Heichi de Kosvu Shoitz, just like when Kosvi Shoitz. So if you have two stories, in one star it says 10 o'clock, in one star it says 11 o'clock. Talina Mesira Acha Shoyis Achsime. So that means, so the Rabbeinu Tam is asking a very pertinent question. Good, this star was Gechasm at 10 o'clock. This star was Gechasm at 11 o'clock. But Rabbi, do you have a guarantee when the Mesiris Ashtar was? So the Rabbi Natam says, so the teretz is, I don't have to know when the Mesiris Hashtar was. That means, if I see from the Chsime, he wanted to be Magdim Shtar Aleph over Shtar Beis, because it was written Taka Gechasmet on 10 o'clock. So Memele, so the Shtar that was Gechasmet first will be Kaina first. After it's Nimsa 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But this Shtar has a Din Kedimah. From the chsim I see he wanted to be magdim dishta to that shtar, so in the chalois kinyim, dishta will be before that shtar also. Even though the kinyin lemaise could be, will be the first chal 3 o'clock, but al kaponim, the chsima kedume is kinda before the chsima mucheres. The mesire is nigrar boser the chsima. And if in the chsima shtar aleph is mugdim to shtar bay, so in the chalois kinyim, shtar aleph will be mugdim to shtar bay. And it doesn't matter when the mesiris were before. The Mesire is Beshas Chsime, that means that, the Mesire is Nigra Abosa de Chsime. Vafilu im Timtza Loima Litzamtze Meyevsha. Vafilu you say it's Yevsha Litzamtze. So they were not gechas mit basachas, vechem mehem nechtam koidum lechabere, iu mi yusovo, de shneem nechtam basachas, vein daite klalk, shemoysel mafu bezecha ze, shikne echad yoysem echabere, elo daite shikne ze kemoyze. So fakel, since bishas the chesime, he wanted that both should be koine together, so it doesn't matter bepoil what happened. That means, so Bishas Chsimi, he wanted it that it should be a Kenyan Shavim. So it's a Kenyan Shavim. So it doesn't matter if the Pailo wasn't Shavim or, but that was his Rotzim Bishas Chsimi Sashta. That's how the Kenyan is Chal. Doesn't matter how the Mesira was. That is Shitas Arabeinu Tam. Now, let us just learn over the Gemara we had learned last week. Meisvei. Shnei shtoreis hayoytzim b'yoyim echot chilkim. We learned a baraisa that says shnei shtoreis hayoytzim b'yoyim echot chilkim. Tiyufte d'shmu. Sasa tiyufte d'shmu. Shmu says ishay shudu d'dayne. Omelecha shmul homoni rameyri. So Shmu says, no, it's going according to Ramey. I pass on like Rabbi Lo. So this baraisa is going according to Ramey. And according to Rameyam, we talk to say Chilkim. Panadomri Karabalos. So the Gemara says, I Rameyam is safe. Kosav le'echot, umosa le'echot, ze shemosa le'ikona. Vi Rameyam Ramaykona, ome dechsi mekavs. So, now, what is Pshat in the Gemara's Kashe? In the safe of this Bereis, it says Kosem Lechot, which means as follows. He wrote one shtar to Reuven. This was, let's say, 9 o'clock in the morning. Umosa la'acha, that means 10 o'clock in the morning, he wrote shtar Beis to Shimon. Shtar Beis was given over 10 o'clock. Shtar Aleph was given over 11 o'clock. That is this case over here. Zeh shem mosa loikone. So the one that was mosa loikone. So who should be koine? So it says that the second one that was nimsa first is koine. Virameya amai koine. According to Rameya amai koine, Ha'oma eidechsim mekarsi. Rameya holds eidechsim mekarsi. So what should be? Now, the Gemara's Kashe, according to Rameya, the halacha should not be the one who was nimsa tchila was koine. Now what should be? So according to Rashi and Tosfos, the kashya is it should be chilkim. It's not muchach mitoich hashtar, which one was first, which one was second. So it should be chilkim. According to Rashi, gilui daitom. So there's no maile of kedimis hashtar. Since they didn't make choice. Now, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbi Kiviger says as follows. Akoch le Rabbeinu Tam HaPeirish. Kimin de Bishas Chsimas HaBeis. Kvar hoyo hashtar chosim lohorishim. The shtar was chosim for the first one, and then later he wrote the second shtar. Bevadai hoyo bedatoi shaliya odiv koyach habeis bimsirosoi kime de nigra acha chasime. That means, if the criteria in dinei kdimis, in dinei schusim, the criteria is the chasime, dika is the chasime. So if we see that he wrote the first, he chasme the first shtar before he even wrote the chasme the second shtar, so Zichet did not want that the second shtar should be better than the first shtar. That's for sure. The linyan achsime, so even though the second shtar was given over first, but linyan achsime ain't like demis. But l'gabi dachsime, the second shtar is not better than the first shtar. V'kivit. So Rabbi Kiviger says, the ilo hoiso, I think there's a grace here, choisme lohorishin gamken b'shas chsimose lahabeis. What would be the din? We have here two shtores. So if would have chasmed, he chasmed the first star 9 o'clock and the second star 10 o'clock and gave over the second star 11 o'clock. Fine. What would be if he would have chasmed the second star 10 o'clock, what if you chasmed the first star together with the second star? Not 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. So then the Rabbi Natam said, then Erzicha Bichayukim, because the Chsimus were Babasachas. So the Rabbi Kiviger, so the first star should lose out that it was gechasmed an hour before? That's why the second star should be better than the first star? Zicha not. If they're together, it's chelkim. So if it's before, it's chelkim. That's Rabbi. The ilu hoisa chaisem es larishin gam kem b'shas chsimos el abeis. Ho yadin de shovim. Then the din would be, they'd be similar. Memeil legora koichai shalarishim b'shvil shehigdim chsimos el. V'lo yizor is v'nivsat. Because he wrote it 9 o'clock, that's why the second shah should be kind of first. That doesn't make sense. So Rameyer said, that's from the Gemara's Kash. So the Gemara's Kash is according to Rameyer, our criteria, our guidelines are dependent on how the Chsima was. The Kishtar is the Chsima's Hashtar. So if I see that he didn't want that the first one should be Garua, then the second one, so Memele, the first one and the second one should be equal. So the Gemara is asking, why do you say that the second one is Kaine? Because the Mesira was first, it should be Chelkim. That's how Rabbi Kiviger says according to Rabbi Natan. And therefore, the Rabbi Kiviger is Amor de Kekashe, so he doesn't understand the whole Rabbi Natam we just learned. Rabbi Natam explained that why do we say chelkim? So Rabbi Natam said, it was nechtam bebasachas. Yevshel tzamtzem, noch a shtik teire, he says, but he thought it was basachas, he wants basachas. Or the Rabbeinu Tam says, Nafilu, it's the same set of Eidim. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, another Shtikta, but it could be Choyza. Also Babasachas. A whole Shtikta is Babasachas. Fragt Rabbi Kivek, why did the Rabbeinu Tam have to say this? The Rabbeinu Tam only has to say one word. Rabbeinu Tam says, you know why we say Chelkim? Because there's a possibility that could be, has to be Chelkim. Now we don't say should anymore. We don't know all possibilities. It could be that one star was nechtam and nimsar, period. And then the second star was nechtam and nimsar. And if that's the case, according to Rav Meir, only the first one was koine. But that's one possibility. There's another possibility. Could be there were nechtam over basachas. So since I don't know what could have occurred, so I can't say shudah. Because on one side, if it was nechtem basachas, so then the din is chelkim. So memeli say chelkim, afil on the tzad sofik, since I don't know what occurred, say say chelkim b'choloikim. That sheet is Rabbi Natam Ali b'derav. So zukt Rabbi Kevega, so why did the Rabbi Natam have to want to say, maybe it was nechtem basachas with all dreidlich? Say like this. Maybe one was Nechtam first, but it wasn't given over till the other one was Nechtam. So Memele, and then the second one was Nimsa, so you say Chilkin. You say Chilkin. If the second one was Nimsa before the first one, you say Chilkin. So why, see, blazed by Tzoch Ian, why the Rabbeinu Tam was so makpid, and to say it was Nechtem Basachas, from this Gemara you see you don't need Nechtem Basachas. So but make a bias by Tzorchim. And this is a Wim Kain, Lamai, Hutzelchu Litchoy, the Talinu, the Nechtem Basachas, a Bibshuta Yeshloime. The Talinu, the Mosa, Tchila Lama, Uchel, Bechsime. The Devrayim, Tzrich, and Talmud Gadol. This is Rabbi Kevega. Okay. But al koponim, the Gemara means to say as follows. The Gemara means to say that it should be Hastis Chilkim. Now, we had learned last week the Taisus Kosod al Echot. Now let me explain how Rabbi Kevega explains this Taisus. Rabbi Kevega explains, from this Taisvis we see that Rabbi Loza holds Eidov Bechsum of Zochenlai. Rabbi Loza holds Eidov Mesiri Kaal, so he holds Midrabonan Eidov Bechsum of Zochenlai. And this Taisvis says, but the holding of Eidov Bechsum of Zochenlai, I feel according to the Rabbeinu Tam, that says you don't need Muchach Mitoichai, that's in the Etzem Kinyan Hashtar. That means, if I write a shtar 10 o'clock in the morning, chasma shtar 10 o'clock in the morning, I give it over 10 o'clock in the morning, so then he's going at 10 o'clock. I doesn't say anything in the shtar, doesn't have to say in the shtar. That's called, the shtar is going at 10 o'clock. Now, but there's another din, there's a din Eidov Bechsum of Zochenlai. Eidav Usum of Zochaloi is a meridic din. Eidav Usum of Zochaloi means as follows. Bein l'ramei, bein l'rabeloso. Let us say, if the shtar was written, Sunday, 10 o'clock, it was nimsa Monday, so there's a din Eidav Usum of Zochaloi that's kind of from Sunday. That's the din of Eidav Usum of Zochaloi, which Sai Ramei and Sai Rabeloso hold this din. That the Kinyan is chal from Sunday, if it was Nimsa on Monday. And this halacha, that the Kinyan is chal, which is atakonis chachome, which is chal b'shas chasime, this takon is only if it's muchach mitoich hashtar, that the chasime was not in the yoim ha-mesira. So memela, that means like this. In the shtar it says, it was gechasmet Sunday, the shtar was nimsa on Monday, so then we say the kinyan is chal from Sunday. Because from the shtar is muchach that the chsima was not the same day, so we say the kinyan is chal from the yoim hachsima. But, if the shtar was, according to Rabbi Loza, who also said it was from Zochalim, but if the shtar was nichtav, v'nechtam, let's say, 9 o'clock in the morning. And then another shtar was nechtam, 10 o'clock in the morning the same day. And then it was given over, then the shtars were given over, the 10 o'clock was given over first. So according to Rabbi Loza, we will not say Eidav Bechsum of Zochenlai, because from the shtar is not muchach that the chsime was not the same zman of the mesire. So then we don't say there was some zochle, then we say that it's kaina b'shas the mesire. Now, let us start a new gemara. Imei, this is the middle of the omid, Imei the Rami, a very interesting Gemara over here. Imei the Rami Bar Chome, Kosvesinu Lenichso Le Rami Bar Chome Bitzafra. She wrote over all her nechosim to her son, Bitzafra, in the morning. The shtar was gechasmet in the morning. To who? To Rami Bar Chome. Lo'ute, at night, that means it's still the same day, Kosvesinu Lema'ukve Bar Chome. Then she wrote all her nechosim to the second son, Lo'ukve Bar Chome. Now, we don't know how it was given over, though. This is our problem. That means we know the chsime of Rami, the shtar of Rami was gechasmet before the shtar of Ma'ukve, but if she gave over first Ma'ukve shtar or Rami shtar, that we don't know. Nope. So there was a psashayla here. Who yarshin the mother? She gave a maton over here. It's not a yerush, it's a maton. Osi Rami Bar Chome lekami de Rav Sheshes. So Rami Bar Chome came to Rav Sheshes. Hukmi benichsei. So he told them, no, your shtar was written in the morning. So memele. So the nechosim belonged to you. Later she gave over nechosim that are yours already. Osi ma'ukve lekami de Rav Nachman. Ma'ukve came to Rav Nachman. She said the nechosim belong to you. You have two dayonim over here. Rav Sheshes paskins like Rami, and Rav Nachman paskins like Ma'ukve. Now Rav Sheshes was furious. What's pshat in this? Also Rav Sheshes lekame the Rav Nachman. My time over Ma'ukve. Why did you say that it goes to Ma'ukve? Could you please explain to me your psak?
So Rav Nachman says, first you explain to me your psak. Why did you give it to Rami? Explain to me, I gave it to Rami.
Omalei, the Kodim, Harime gave it to Rami. Rami's the shtar was written in the morning, so Mamel, I gave it to Rami. Omalei, Otu b'Yerushalayim, Yosvina de Kosvina in Shoyz. We write Shoyz over here. I mean, it was written in the morning. So there's a say in the shtar that when it was written, so we don't write shoyis in the shtar. Okay, yes. So that what he gave to Rami Hastis that was written first doesn't mean anything. Elamar my time of it hochi. So he asked him, now, could you please explain to me why did you give it to Ma'ukve? Or Malay, should the daini? So he told him like this. Let's speak Oisim. Anytime we'll see in Rashi. So he told them as follows, that Nemesin, we don't know which was given over first. As we'll see, as the sugya progresses, Rav Nachman Paskin Leit Rav Elozo, they held a Mesiri Kalsi. So really, the first one who got the shtar was the first one that was kind of the field. And from what he was aware of the closeness that the mother had to Ma'ukve, she was closer to Ma'ukve than to Rami. So I can rightfully assume Miss Thomas she gave over to Ma'ukve first. So Mamela belongs to Ma'ukve. Should the dine. Omalei. So Rav Sheshes told Rav Nachman. Ano nami should the dine. So Mamela, my psak also should be should the dine. Can I paskin first? So let's also say Shudda the Daini. We'll see in Rashi exactly what Rav Sheshes was saying. Omalei, so he told them, Chode
da no deine uma lab deine. First of all, you can't make sure that the deine, you're not a deine. You're not a legitimate dayan that can make sure that the dayan. I'm a dayan. I was appointed by the Reish Galusa. I'm an official dayan. You're not an official dayan. So should the dayan was only said by official dayonim, you're not an official dayan. Number one. Void me ikore lav betoires hochi osislo. When you gave it to Rami, when you paskin that belongs to Rami, it was not Altshude. So Memele, so therefore your Psak does not have a Toik, the Psak has to be Shude, and you didn't paskin Bechlal Altshude. You paskin that's a different Cheshbet. Now let us see Rashi. Imei de Rami Bachome. No one knew who she gave over first. So, Rami Bar Choma held that you should give, Rav Sheshes held, you should give to Rami Bar Choma, because since it was Gechasmet first. That means that even though could be it was given first over to Ma'ukve, but you should give the whole So Rabbi Kevega says,
now what was the Svar of Rami Bachoma?
Because Rami Bachoma held, we'll see, he paskin like Rameya, number one. Number two, he held according to Rameya, will say, Eidov Bechsum of Zochin Loi. Even though it's not Muchach Mitech Hashtar, not like Taisus we had just learned, he held, you say, Eidov Bechsum of Zochin Loi according to Rameya, so it didn't matter when the Shtar was given over. That means that problem, what Rav Nachman had, who was the first one who got the shtar, Rav Sheshes Behalten had this problem. It was Geit Miron who got it first. Whenever you get it, we say, Eidov Bechsum of Zochin Loi. So Memele. So therefore, Rami should get it. That was the Cheshbin of Rav Sheshes. Now, so what did Rav Nachman tell him? Nachman told him, "Oto be Yerushalayim Yosvina, even the way Pidu bnei Mokim listo of Shalom. Since we're not Machuk, who is the Mechavan? When Hulchem Acher Akoyim Laboy Bayoyim Ushneim Shalom. So the vial, Rav Nachman told Rav Sheshes, I'll dance with you. Good, you're paskening according to Rav Meir. And you're saying, Eid the Bechum and Zohan, the Bechum so wouldn't write very, so the Bechum couldn't travel by the Bechum of Rabbi. Gilu Daita, that means, in Rabbi Kvegas and Baikam Rashi, on the Gilu Daita, we should say, Eid the Bechum and Zohan, and Rami Shetake Ben Taine. But it's Gilu Daita. Why were they mashmit the choice? Why didn't they write this to show that it doesn't matter to them which one was first? Right? So what is the kasha now of Rav Nachman? So Rav Sheshes, why did you give it to Rami? You should have said Chelkim. That's all. You should have said Chelkim. So Memele, he heard that. So Rav Sheshes, I hear what you're saying. Yiludaitam. So Memele, so they did my choice. So both should be equal. So I made a mistake. I made a boo-boo over here. I said I gave it to Rami. I should have said Chelkim. So then he asked him, Elama, my time over toch uliyama yachloikas, why didn't you say chelkim? I made a mistake. What did you do? You gave it to Ma'ukve. How does Ma'ukve get it? So he told him, Shude de daini, ke rabeloza. I hold like rabeloza. The omei de mesiri kalsi. So memele, according to Rabbi Loza, Zot Rabbi Kevega, there's no din of Eidu Bersumim Zocholoi. So you only say, Bishas, the Mesirah Zotpah.
Well, the Mira says, I think that she was closer to Ma'ukve more than Romy. Because Ma'moshe loy Tchilos, I think it was Nimsa Tchilos. I said, should be the best. So that's what Rav Nachman told Rav Sheshet. But first of all, you're going with Rav Meir, Eidel Vostumen Zochaloi, but since there's no Shoy, it should have been Chosim. Why did you pass him? You give it to Rav. And Rav Sheshet understood it. He says, why don't you say Chosim? He says, because I hold like Rav Loza, Eidel Mesirikar. And Rav Loza does not hold Eidel Vostumen Zochaloi. The Melech just have to figure out who was given to first. My Messiah was given to Ma'ukva first. But so far, so good. Omalech. Anonami. Going out Shudu the Daima. The heavy DD Shudu the Daima. Let my Pesach be Shudu the Daima. The Kivin Shapotaki Aniyadin. I paskin already the din that it belongs to Rami Bachoman. Shuv ein lecha koyech lohitzi miyodoi, shayotzi mi bezn zakai b'shuda didayin. So I paskin already that Rami Bachoman should get it. Now, so Rabbi Kevege explains, so Rabbi Yidya tobed v'amishni, you made a mistake, and kaisman shoyz. So the kasha was fine. You're right. But I paskin Romy should get it, so at least half you should get. Half? That ain't made a mistake, the whole thing. Good, I'm right. That was a Torah B'dvar Mishnah. But I said the Romy B'chomer should get it. So the Pesach that Romy B'chomer should get, I'll kaponim l'gabi the half that was gepaskined, that it belongs to Romy B'chomer, so that half, there was a Pesach then, that it belongs to him. So what right do you have to be made to give the whole thing to Ma'ukva? I pass him that Al Kaponim Ham should go to Rami Bacham. So on that, Rav Nachman told him two things. Ano daime. Al Piresh Geluse Vayeshive. I was an appointed dying. You're not an appointed dying. You're, number one. And number two, Labatiris Hochi Osis Law. Now, Rabid, when you paskin that it goes to Romy, and we're thinking about half of the field should go to Romy, but Yamalta Tam Shaloch Mishum Shuda Dedaina. You did not say you're paskining it goes to Romy. That means like this. If you would have paskin that belongs to Romy out Shuda. Let's say you would have been Mishaya that she wants to give Romy. And if you would have paskin that. So now, there's two shayles. So first, you're not a dying to paskin. That's number one. But afilu neniach, you are dying to paskin. So if you would have paskin that belongs to Romy out Shuda, your Mishaya that, then you're right. So there's already a Shuda the dying from one dying, so another dying can't make a fakel to shudder. It was a psak already. That was your shudder, the dying and father. But lo yamal to tam shaloch mishum shudder the dying. El shum de kodim bechsime kerameya. That was your cheshbet. That was your cheshbet. Ubazu to iso. And that you made a mistake. Now, before we go further. So Rabbi Kiveger says, he made a mistake. Zratis Rabbi Kiveger. Look, he made a mistake. You held like Rav Meir. And you held that according to Rav Meir, it should be in ganzen Romis. Fine. Really, what should be? It should be half Romis. Fine. As Rav Meir. So why didn't you give half taka to Romi? So the teret should be, because we paskin like Rabbi Loza, that's why. That means your whole psak is a toys, because you paskin like Rabbi Loza, we paskin like Rabbi Loza. That's what Rav Nachman should have told him. That's l'cher de emes eteres. That means
You say, that means he said, you didn't paskin als shuda. You paskined als halachike rameya. Good, you made a toys in rameya gufa. Let's not talk about that. But your whole psak was based because you paskin like rameya. That's why Rami is a yachsin. So I got news for you. We paskin like rabbalosa. So therefore Rami doesn't get anything. Now what does Rashi say? Rabbi Kevega doesn't understand Rashi. Now let's see again this Rashi. You didn't pass on Shuda the Dine.
You said Rami gets it, because some Ubizuta is well, Rami with Linus. Professor Abikadega, actually, he was hanging in the middle of the loop. So good. That was the whole thing he gave to Rami, was a toy spot. That's a mistake, because we're not Birushalayim. But Al Kaponim, why doesn't half belong to Rami? What is he saying over here? He's saying we can use your psakus as a psak betois. So it's a psak betois on the whole thing, but on half, why don't you, why aren't you soymech on his psak? So Al Kochach, Rabbi Kevek says, the teretz has to be because we don't pass the letter Ramei, so your whole psak is a psak betois. And Rashi says, Bezita Isa, because you escaped the whole thing, and really it's a half. So Rabbi Kevega says, but that doesn't for him for the Kasha completely. Let us see Taisvis. Imi Drami Bachome, Einza Huuv, the Mishamets. Peirish Rabbeinu Hananu, the Kabbalah Biyodeinu, the shuda the daini davke b'mekarkoi, the whole aloch of shuda the daini was only said davke by karkois, not by metaltolin, v'davke dayin mumchem. And another klal, shuda the daini was only said by a dayin mumchem, kerav nachmen b'doiroi. I mean, a dayin mumchem, kerav nachmen, the Rav Sheshes gavre rabbe habe. Rav Sheshes wasn't a katlakanya, Rav Sheshes was a big man. Omele Rav Nachman, Einach Dayin, Lasse Shude de Dayne. You need a mumche bedoyroi. The Rash Bahag of the Doyer in Psak. He's bekoyach to say Shude de Dayne. But that's what Rabbi Nachanan will say. Velinire. So Toisvis is now choylik on the Rabbi Nachanan. Shuda nami be metaltali. Shuda was also said by metaltali. The gabi shliach maisi lo be perikama de gitten. Because the Gemara says it by a shliach. Now, let us just refresh our memories, and we'll see if this taisvis is not so poshut. There's a Gemara in Gitten that says as follows. Reuven made a shliach, he said, hoylech mona l'shimin. If Heilach Lav gives grief, he said, bring it to Shim. When he came, there was no Shimon. There's different Mahalman house apartments. In one man, the young man says, whatever the Shliach decides, he gives it. The man says, he owes to them. He owes to them. The faithful says, the faithful is asking about counseling. Where you see,
Al Kolchoch, that din Shuda over there, it has different gedorim. Could be it's a psak of Shuda. I mean, the psak will be Shuda, but it doesn't have the gedorim of Shuda. Maybe a shliach is different, whatever the lumdus is. So memele, so then we can't slug up the Rabbeinu Chananel also. Could be the Shuda of Dayonim has guidelines. Tavke bekarke, not by metaltalim. There are guidelines. That's what Rabbeinu Chananel says. There was the anhogia was an anhogia of Shuda, but this is not Shuda the Dayne. This is, he's not a Dayan. So Koch, there was a besondere Takone, you say Shuda. So there could be a fellow by metaltalim, there could be a fellow, he's not a Dayan. So that's a psashtikal eitzet of M for the Rabbeinu Chananel. Zog the Gemara weiter. Hanu trei story de osi lekame de Rav Yosef. There were two stories that came to Rav Yosef. So also a moiradike Gemara. Chad have kosu b'chamisha b'nissen. One star said that Reuven sold his karka to Shimon chamisha b'nissen. So I know the mecha was 5 days in Nissen. The other star said the mechira was benissen. Now let's just elaborate a little bit. So when was the mechira in Nissen? It could have been the end of Nissen. It could have been the beginning of Nissen. It was a Nissen. Ukme Rav Yosef lohu de chamisha benissen benachosim. So he told them, you get the karka. You, I know, chamisha benissen. The other one, I don't know. Maybe it could be before chamisha. Maybe it could be after chamisha. I don't know. Omalei idoch v'ano avsid. So I have to lose? I mean, why do I have to lose? Omalei at yodoch ala tachtoine. I can't give the karka to you. Him I know is Klor Chomish Benissen. You I don't know when it was. So Memele, so with your shtar you want to be Mavkiyah for Mishta. Who says your shtar is Mavkiyah for Mishta? Omalei, fine. I hear. Amalei benichtav li mar tirfe me'ir vilach. He says, okay, I hear what you're saying. So from my shtar, we don't know when the mechira was. It could be the mechira was chof tesnis. Fine. The karka belongs to him. But Rav Yosef, he said, let me ask you a favor. This karka, you look in the shtar, it was a shtar shekosu boyachai. Was a star shekosu boyachayis. What does that mean? That mean that the boycha said, if the karka will be taken away from me, so he's mekabel achayis. Now, the karka was taken away from me. So I want a mon from the lekuchis. That means whoever will buy, so he owes me the mea karka. So just write a star tilfe, that whoever will buy a karka from Rish Chodesh Iyar, I'll be able to mon from him. I'll be able to mon from the lekuchis because he owes me that I gave him money. I'm ending up without a karka. So he owes me the money. So memele, so if he won't have any karka, I should be able to go from lekuchis. So ever bought a karka from him from Rish Chodesh Iyar. So that karka is meshubet to me because he owes me a chayis. So memele, so right, I start tilfe that I should be able to mon from the lekuchas al kaponim that purchased it from me. That means he owes me money. The kark is not mine, but money he owes me. It's a chayis. Let us see what Rashi says.
Let us see the Rashi. Hanu trei shtori shal mecher sheyotzu al soda achas. Tirfe, litreif lekuchis merishchei deshia, shrei mocha loy bachayis, he sold it in bachayis. So the mocha owes me achayis. So if he sells, so his karkois are meshubet to me to pay up the money that I gave him. So if someone will buy this karke from a shchedeshir, so right, I can go, try to start if I can go to this lekeach and be goyve the karke. Omalei, so amurdeke gemor, yochli lemeimaloch at pachad benisenat. So they can say, who says that he owes you achayis? Maybe you're achad bar nisen. Maybe the mekach, maybe the karke really belongs to you. Maybe taka you, it's a suffix, but could be, amayis mechver al baraya. That means, in your shtar it says nisen. So if your shtar it says nisen, it could very well be that your kinyan was before Yenem's kinyan. Yenem was chomish benissen. Could be your chad benissen. Now, if your chad benissen, so memele, so he didn't sell you someone else's cock. He didn't sell you the Williamsburg Bridge. Forget, he sold you a cock. The dying paskin, you can't get the cock, but he's not mechuyi b'chayis on this. I mean, that's your problem. The next time you write a shtar, bring a lawyer with you to see that all the blanks are filled in. Don't write samazaynissen. That's your problem. But there's no chiyav achayis on this. He's not mechuyev to give you achayis. That means the chiyav achayis is, if I'll sell you a karka and it wasn't sold, I sold you the Williamsburg Bridge, I sold you a karka that belongs to Reuven. I owe you achayis. But who says I sold you a karka that belongs to Reuven? I sold you my karka. The dying basket, you can't get the karka because there's a lumdus, he's a vade chamisha benissen, you're a sovi. Listen, that's your problem. But who says it's a chiva chais? Omla yoch lemei moloch at pa chad benissen at. You're a chad benissen. My takante is doch mamish tzores tzores. I mean, he's mamish av gehakte tzores. If he got to fill in one blank, and now he says, not he has a kark, not he has his money, and everything shalom ha-Yisrael. Is nichte bushtar harsho lahadodim. Let us see Rashi. Yochle lameime lekuches ad pachad benisenat ushtorcho koidem. Could be that your shtar was first. Could be the karka was given to you first. They took it away from you, but could be that it belongs to you, the karka. So if it belongs to you, so he's not mechuyev b'achayis. I mean, there's no such a chayis. If Bezen Paskin's name, that's Nebuch Maslach Gorim. But he would never was mekabel achayis on Shatsuninyim. He sold kabos achayis. If he sold you something that didn't belong to him, so he's mekabel achayis. My tekante dahai. So what can we do for this person? Nichtavu ashol adodi. Yevakesh me'ez chaveri b'chamisha benissen. V'yimsa lo ishtori. So let him go over to the chamisha benissen. Give me your shtar. V'yichtav le'asho olov. Litrev lekuches. Give me your shtar that says, hey benissen, and give me a shtar hasho that I can mon for you achayis. V'im yoyim ruloi. So my male will come with his shtar. Vim yoim ruloi, if they'll tell him, ba'achad benisenat, they'll tell him that you can't mon from us achayis because really the karka belongs to you. So he sold you a karka that was his. Oimer lehem, so I'll tell them, ani bo litre bishvil moi shal chamisha benisen. So I'm coming with the shtar of the chamisha benisen. Shlovshneinu mocha b'chayis. So memele, here's the shtar, and he gave me a hasho. I'm running from him the achayis. Vani bo b'sho aleichem mikoychoi. Vim yoim ruloi hu kodam va'at ba'achov tes benissen. So tell me, hey, you're mourning for him. You know, he doesn't need a chayis. He got the karka. Ayis yoim alehem ani bo machmas atzmi. I'm coming for myself. V'manav shechaisis. So that's the only eitzah that shiraita harshom. And then v'manav shech. He'll be able to get the money from the lekuchas, but lekuchas zicha owe one person money, so memela with our shah the money can be nigve. Zok the mishne vayte misha yanosui beis noshim umocher esodei. A person married two women umocher esodeiu and he sold his sod. The lekuchas. V'kosvo rishoyna lelekeyach din advorim ein leimach. So she wrote to the lekeyach that din advorim ein leimach, that means I will not be goive even though this karke is meshubit from my ksube. I will not be goive from you this karke from my ksube. Fine. Hashniya Maitziya Melekeya. So now, after the husband dies, so now the second one is the first one can't be Gaiva from the Lekeya. Now she wrote Dinad Vamelima. So Hashniya Maitziya Melekeya. So then the Shniya will take from the Lekeya. Verishaine min Hashniya. And now the Rishaine, now the Rishaine can say, you're a balchoy mu'uche shekonam ve'gove, ma shegove eloi gove, so l'choyre, now I'll take this karke from you. V'aloikeach min harishoyne, and now the lekeach will go to the shoyne, or you have my karke, you wrote din advorim ein li b'nechsaya, so now the karke should go back to me. V'choyzre is chalila, and now this is an endless chain. So now it's by the Lekeach, so the Shniya can be Goyve. So it'll be Ache Yasu Pshore B'Neim. So they'll have to make some sort of a Pshore to satisfy all the Balei Dvorim. V'chein Balchoy, v'chein Ishe Balaschoy. Let us see Rashi. Umocha Sadeya Meshubed Luxuboso. Rishayne Shenoso Trile, Ashniya Meitziya Ksheyomus Bailo. V'chein balchoy v'chein isha balaschoy meforesh b'gmore. Frek te gemore, v'chi kos volei mai have. Frek te gemore, afilu, she wrote to the lekeach, mai have, v'osanya ho'im alachaveiroi, din edvorim ein li arsod ezu, v'ein li esek bo. V'yodi mesulekes heimena lo yomaklu. That means this baraisa is speaking about. We have two shutvim. In one shutiv said dinadvorim ein li alsodis. I don't have any dinadvor. It's a very nice statement to say, but this statement is worthless. Lo yomaklu. That means it's your karke. You say I don't have dinadvor. I say I don't have dinadvor. I'm fine, but there was no Maisa Kinyan, there was no Hefke, there's nothing. You're just saying Dinadvor mainly, so you can say, but that doesn't change your bailus and the karke. So Mamela main to Gemore, she has a shibud on the karke. So she said Dinadvor mainly, so what? But that doesn't take away her shibud. And the Gemore hocha ma'eskinim b'shekonu miyod. No, but speaking about that she made a kinyan chalipin with the lekeach, that means the lekeach gave her a suda, and it was dinat dvorim mainly fakert. They made a kinyan that she's mesalik herself from the gufa karke. Period. Now let us see Rashi. B'shekonu miyodo. V'amrinen ba'koysev le'ishtoi da'heicha de'kone mi'yodoi mi'gufe shel karke kone mi'yodoi. Now, Before we go further, I'd like to refresh our memories. Let us just see Rashi and Tosfos and Daf and Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, and then we'll understand a little bit what Tosfos is speaking about. This is Andaf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. Iboilu konoi miyodoi mahu. So what does Rashi say? Konoi miyodoi mahu. Abraise, the ho'ime lachaveiroi din advorim ainli al sodazu. That's the Gemara Shaila. What is the Shaila? Konoi miyodoi mahu. Let's see the next Rashi. Mi amrinin, lahikna bachalipan halaluklu. They made a kinyan chalipin, but this kinyan chalipin doesn't do anything. There's no hakno over here. Lehikne b'chalipin alo luklum. Elo loshen din advorim. Oidume ein chalipin boim. Elo ledovo sheyesh beimamish. Shezeh koine es asuda. Umakne loy chayfitz. Hamecha, oyamatone, agufi shalkake kone miyodoi, umatone gmuri. Now, when we learned this Rashi, I had wanted to explain Shita's Rashi as follows. I said that Rashi learns that Kinyan Suda is a gather of a tmura, of an exchange. That means, I'm giving you a Suda. Here, let's say you have two shutfim. So one shutef beis is giving shutef aleph a suda. In exchange for this, he's giving him a chelik in the kalk. So we explained that what is the shaila of the Gemara? The shaila of the Gemara is as follows. Sometimes actions speak louder than words. That's the shaila. The words which were said, the words that shutef aleph said, are not words of hakno. He did not say, I'm giving you my chelik. He said, dinadvorim mainly, I don't have any dinadvorim in this karka, which does not mean anything halachically. Let's look at the actions. The actions are, we're making an exchange. Shutav Beis is giving Shutav Aleph Asuda, and Shutav Aleph, in return, that's a ha'atmure. So he's giving him his kalke. That's what Rashi says. The ein chalipin boin al dovish esh bei mamish is ze koines asuda umakno loy chayvet samecha oyamatone. It's a tmure. He's giving him this, and for that, in return, he's giving him something else. So the shaila is, which words are the ikar? Are the words which were mentioned the ikar? And we'll say that the kinyan is nigra both of those words, so it's golnish mit golnish. Because we're only making a kinyan on dinadvarim, which is nothing. Or do we say that, do we say that actions speak louder than words? So for kelt, the maise kinyan chalipin is a tmure. So if he's giving him a suda, so that means in exchange for this, I'm giving you my chelik and the kalk. That's the shayla. And on this shayla, we have a machloikis. Omar Rav Yosef v'din advorim konim yodai, and Rav Nachman omar migufi shal kalk konim yodai. A machloikis, Rav Yosef and Rav Nachman. Now let's just see Tosfos for 1 minute. Konim yodai mau, perish bekuntes tabereisekoi. The koshalari, the mayesh lahoyel shom kinyin, sherei lemi makna oisa, bulei lakula alme mafkelo. So when we learned this Tosfos, I wanted to say pshat in Tosfos as follows. Tosfos is asking Akashem, in the case of the Baraisa, Tosfos bechlau did not learn, the way we want to say in Rashi that the shaila is, that actions speak louder than words, so the actions say there's a hakno over here. Whatever is being done here is dinadvorim. There's not more than that. There's not more than that. He's even not giving it to him. So we're making a kinyan that he should be misuluk from the karka. So who is shutef beis to make a maisa kinyan with shutef aleph if it's not going to belong to shutef beis? That means there's no musig of kinyan over here. That means if I want to be kind of something from you, so memela, I'll make a maisa kinyan with you. But if the most we could accomplish is that you'll be mafki your chalik, so who am I to make a maisa kinyan? And we mentioned that Tosfos learned that the gather of kinyan tzud is l'kayim es adobo. That means it is not a temurim. It's a l'kayim es adobo to show that you really mean what you said. So I'm giving you a suda, l'kayim es adobo. So, but who am I to give a suda if I'm not getting anything? I'm not better than anyone else, and no one can make a kinyan, since we're not Bali Dvorim over here. That's Tosfos Kasha. It's speaking about a nesua. That means that there's a nesua already, and in this kalke of his nesua, he has a schus achilas peiretz. When we say yodoi ki yodo, he's a bailam in the karka and she's a bailam in the karka. Imahani lo shum kinyan oiloi. If a kinyan could help over here or not, and Lineda tomorrow will elaborate a little on this nakudah.